I'll be honest, in the beginning and even now, I preferred and would have preferred just a provider-led model as opposed to the hybrid model that we went to in Medicaid reform. But even though we went to a hybrid model, we had some protections in there for patients and for providers that made sure that we had strong health care going forward in Western North Carolina. And if I can add right there real quick, one of the things that I feel like my role is, one of the things that we have that's strong in Western North Carolina is strong health care. We have, in my district alone, we have three good hospitals. And I see it as my role to preserve that and protect that going forward, because I don't want the people in Newland to have to drive to Johnson City or to Asheville to get health care. And I feel like in this budget, we made important steps towards that. So that's a little bit of where I felt like we did some good things.
When you were saying you were in favor of provider-led, did you mean that you were in favor of CCNC continuing?
I am in favor of CCNC continuing, and that's part of the provider-led movement. Not exactly the same, but CCNC has played a role and saved the state millions of dollars over the year in care management. And in Medicaid reform, we had a provision that said until Medicaid reform is approved by the feds, implemented, CCNC would have a role to play. And then we put a provision in there that said, even after that, we need to find a way to make sure that CCNC, Community Care of North Carolina, has a role to play here in this state because of the positive things that they've done, particularly in Western North Carolina, which, as you know, is important to me.
Why change a system when CCNC was doing a good job?
I think it's a broader than CCNC. I was pleased that CCNC has a path forward, and we're not just disbanding that contract. So CCNC will have a role to play going forward, at least for the next 4 to 6 years and hopefully thereafter. I agree with you that we already have a strong Medicaid system, but going forward with Medicaid reform gives us budget predictability. It puts us on a path to where we know how much that we're going to be required to spend on Medicaid. And you're talking about almost $4 billion in a $20 billion budget, over $20 billion budget. We have to have that fiscal sustainability, and we have to have that budget predictability. So that's why we needed to move in that direction. And to be honest with you, there wasn't much debate on whether Medicaid reform should happen. Now, there was plenty of debate on how it should happen, but everyone believed that we needed to move in a new direction with regard to Medicaid reform.
What about Medicaid expansion? I know it's sort of a toxic idea for this legislature. Does this sort of put us on a path to starting to consider expansion of Medicaid?
That's a great question, and I wished I had an answer for you. I don't know how CMS, which is the feds, is going to react to our Medicaid reform package. They would have to approve it, and how Medicaid expansion plays into that, they may. I don't want to speculate. I don't
right.
know what role that'll play.
Would you
forward.
Hope to see Medicaid expanded?
You know, I'll be honest, I'm not there yet. I understand that we've got a problem, particularly in rural areas like mine, rural access, and there are people that are still struggling. I think a misnomer is that it's free to the state government. And at this point, it's not. The state government would be required to pay 10% of the Medicaid cost in addition to the $4 billion, $3.7 billion that we're already paying. I understand the frustration. I understand the problem. And I want to look to move forward in a positive direction. But I'm just not there yet.
What are the people who aren't insured? What are their options right now?
Well, I mean, you still have the exchange, which is eligible to you. And I'm not as familiar with ACA as I probably need to be going forward with regard to how the feds operate that. But that would be an option for them. You can always go out on the private market as well. And still a lot of employers are having that coverage. But I concede the argument. No question, there's still some that are struggling with providing health insurance.